The original blessing, not original sin, original blessing. And he wrote it on the basis of that first reading when the world was magnificent. God created the sun and the moon, and it was good. And the animals and the fields, and they were good. And people, and they were good. And Matthew Fox says that blessing came before the original sin. It's God's gift to us. God also gave us the power, it said in that reading, to say yes or no to God's tree of knowledge, to cause a problem. And we read the story. It says they were tempted. Is that it? You can enjoy everything in this garden of blessing? But that tree, and they ate of the tree. I think that story is just what the scripture writers wanted to tell, to explain how the world was in their day, because it wasn't just blessing or magnificence. They saw problems, systemic problems. Racism, prejudice, war, greed. And they had to explain that. And so their explanation was these first parents messed up. They chose to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil when God said, don't do that. God put one barrier in the lives of these first ones, and they ate. And therefore, we needed redemption. Think of all the re-words in our vocabulary, remember, redeem, reform, re. It's trying to get back to the original beauty, which we had lost. That says that that desert is not just neutral. It looks neutral. Like, is that good or evil? What happens there? Jesus is led for 40 days into that desert and tempted there. We have a leaning toward good, not a leaning, although we have it, toward evil. Some theologians say we're so depraved that we're basically bad. We don't say that. We say we're basically good. And maybe that's the call of Lent, for us to make our lives better in a couple ways. The first reading of the first day of this season of Lent said, return to God with your whole heart. We're capable of that. That's our leaning to be good. How? Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, prayer, the love of God. Fasting, the love of self, appropriate love. Almsgiving, the love of others. Goes right to the heart of how we are to be better people. Choose one of those, if you wish, as a Lenten practice. Love of God, your prayer life, our prayer life. Love of self. How can I be better? Love of others. And look at the temptations of Jesus. Three of them. Like power, prestige, position. Make that rock turn into bread because you're hungry. Power. Don't tempt God. You don't live by bread alone, Jesus says. Rejects the temptation. Oh, go to the top of the temple. Throw yourself down, you won't get hurt. Because you'll be protected. You are special. Don't tempt God. Top of the world. Look at all this. Worship me and you can have it all. We are to serve. We're not to be worshipers of the devil. So that sets up a big deal. Because all of human history is to bring us back to the garden of magnificence. That's what the end of the life is about. That's what we're supposed to be. We, church, are supposed to be making this world the Garden of Eden, again, with God. Because we got off track. Not totally, but somewhat. We are inclined to the good. We pray and we fast and we abstain. We set our addictions aside. Power, position, and try to make this world better. All together during Lent as we prepare. We go in the desert toward the river. The river is Easter, better than last year. And we do it together as God's people of the church.